Here's a look at some of your closing markets on this Wednesday, the second day of April. Take a look at the Missouri Stocker Formula. 4,892 head with a weighted average weight of 528.74 pounds. Price value of 369.82. That's 83 cents lower than Tuesday's formula price. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection. Wednesday's cattle receipts, 124,000 head. That was up 1,000 from both a week ago and a year ago. Wednesday's hog slaughter at 485,000 head, down 2,000 from a week ago, down 3,000 head from a year ago. Tuesday was cattle auction day at the Unionville Livestock Market. 1,013 head this week compared to 2 weeks ago. Low lots of yearlings stayed to $4 higher. Heifer calves and or the steer calves and all weights of heifers were 5 to 12 higher. The feeder steers, medium and large ones, 4.5 to 5 weights at 400 to 420, 5 to 6 weights at 370.5 to 412, some 6 to 650 pound steers, 326 to 350 250. Had 4 pot loads of 800 to 900 pound steers, 284 to 292.60. Feeder heifers, medium and large ones, 4 to 5 weights, a few of them at 436 to 446, 5 to 6 weights at 309 to 344, package of 644-pound heifers at 299, package of 734-pound heifers at 283.50. Some feeder heifers weighing 745 to 820 pounds sold by the head as replacements. They brought from 2,300 to 2375 ahead. Closing futures markets on the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn for May down 4, 457 and 3 quarters. July at 465 and a quarter down 3. September at 440 and 3 quarters down 1 and a quarter. Soybeans for May, 1029 and a half down 4 and 3 quarters. July at 1045 down 4 and a quarter. August 1043 and a quarter down 4 and a half. Wheat for May, 539 and a quarter, down 1 and a quarter. July at 552 and 3 quarters, down a penny. September, 568, down 1 and a quarter. On the Mercantile Exchange, live cattle for April up $1.25, 210.37. June at 207.40, up 197. And August, 203.92, up 160. Feeder cattle for April up 60 at 288.87. May at 287.92, up 77. And August, 293.70, up $1.30. Lean hogs for April, 87.45, up 7. May down 35, 89.12. June, 96.52, down 50. With the Missouri Department of Agriculture, that's your farm news. This is Tony Hancock.